Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What up, giblets? Oh, I'm sorry, proper introduction. Ladies and giblets doesn't matter. It's the one, the only, Brian Rails here on a really, really awesome May day, May 22nd, 3 days before Russell Radio's conception was made. Now, the subject line reads, is WWE Raw good, bad, indifferent, neutral? What is it to you guys? I'd like to know, because a lot of you, some of you, may be in touch with your inner wrestling fan by that question being asked. But I'd like to know, because I watched the condensed version of Hulu. You know, Hulu is basically the, if you think it's a decent condensement of an hour and a half into a show in which created no sub-matches, you know, like Breezango versus the B-Team, Alexa Bliss versus Ember Moon. 1 second, folks, while I pause. While I fill up my beverage and contemplate the thoughts of Monday Night Raw, how it began, how it ended, here's my thoughts on Monday Night Raw. What I liked was the fact, even though it introduced several promos, introduced matches, and on top of matches, you know, Jinder Mahal and Kevin Owens teaming, for God knows, you know, only the second time. It's not bad. I thought the pacing of Raw was okay. I just objectively would say, from an observation point, from a fan's perspective, I don't know what WWE was trying to convey for Money in the Bank. The fact that Jinder Mahal and Roman Reigns have built a feud now leaves a lot of questions to why there's no title implications. Just kidding. Title implications for whom? Roman Reigns, Jinder Mahal? I'll be specific with my jargon. I think Monday Night Raw, I'm not walking on eggshells when I say this. The fact that Roman went after Stephanie in a promo during the opening segment with Kurt Angle, was it fitting? Did it fit the whole mood? I honestly, guys, I'm not certain how to depict that. I'm not even certain how to review this. But going on down the line, Elias versus Bobby Roode, I'm thinking to myself, there must be some form of payoff for Monday Night Raw's card. There's got to be something that sticks out. Could there be a surprise at Money in the Bank that we as fans are unaware of? Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not certain. But I am aware of the simple fact that when WWE does a show, it's either going to be good, bad, indifferent, neutral, because that's, you know, you're going to get mixed reviews. The fact that they had a women's division match that normally isn't seen is not a bad thing. It's okay, so there's no build whatsoever between Alexa Bliss and Ember Moon. They just feel it's a guaranteed title shot the next time that Ember Moon comes on the show. I did pin you 1, 2, 3. It felt like those matches were dark matches, and why I say that is because now that I don't have access to watching USA Network on weekdays due to a job change, I watched the condensed Hulu version, and sure, I may miss some of the good matches. Chad Gable versus Ziggler, I had to watch on YouTube. It was a good technical match. The message portrayed was that Ziggler and Gable can put on a show. The Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens match, Kevin Owens via disqualification because, well, Jinder Mahal interfered, and now that created the match. And Money in the Bank. Stephanie McMahon was hinting towards Ronda Rousey, you know,
My arm's just fine. I'm the perfect villain. Yay.
She was giving Nia Jax the what for, like, you must be really lazy because it took you several months just to defeat Alexa Bliss. I'm just going to outright say this. With any show and any wrestling event, you're going to get the ups and downs. You're going to get the complainers. Complainers as in fans who say the show should have been booked this way. I don't care how it's fucking booked now. The quality for me, quality was a good show, bad show. Keep it simple, stupid, man. Just plain and simple. If you want me to interpret Monday Night Raw, I'm not going to do a dance on YouTube or whatever it is on Facebook Live feeds because, said, even though it's a trend for all podcast hosts to do, I will not do interpretive dance about how good, bad, and different neutral Raw really was. Certain people forget move names is not a big deal. So what if Michael Cole flubs up the name of a move? The inverted backstabber by Jinder Mahal would have been much better sufficing than knees to the face by Jinder Mahal. If you're not sure, at least he compensated for it by adding Liv instead of Jonathan Coachman, who his add-ins during commentating during the show isn't what should be your focus. What should be fans' focus is, was it a good or bad show? Some may say it was great from Albany. Some may say meh. About to give you guys a little bit of a insight, if you will, from good old B-Train. I've seen how people react to the variations of what Monday Night Raw could be. And I've got to say, you know, you guys, it's going to vary, and that's the beauty part of seeing the fans' reaction. If you're not getting them to react at all, them as in us as in fans, that loops me into the whole conversation. That's why people branch out and watch other wrestling to satisfy their need for being intimate, you know, with the entirety of a show. What do I mean by that? If I'm not able to relate to you on any kind of level whatsoever while watching Monday Night Raw, it wasn't so bad, to be honest with you, watching it live versus me reporting it, you know, reading from a screen. There's a difference because I can actually see the action for what it is and then make my assessments afterwards. The fact that Natalya won a qualifying match for Money in the Bank for the women's you know, Money in the Bank briefcase, I like because Natty, to me, will always be one of my favorites. Just like most people are shocked when I say Ivory was one of my favorites. Because she doesn't stand out like a Trish Stratus or a Lita, or because she doesn't stand out quite like Alexa Bliss or Sasha Banks. But Natty is good in her own retrospect. So I like that aspect. But other than that, the whole concept that kind of had me puzzled and thinking, Braun Strowman didn't destroy Finn Balor after the match. What are the, you know, if we try to psychoanalyze every match in WWE, how would that look? How would that feel? Everyone and their mother is trying to say, I would book it this way. I would book it that way. I would book the match between Braun Strowman and Finn Balor this way. Look, no one knows the inner workings of a promoter better than nobody. You're given a sheet that says somebody's going over? No. Again, like Ronnie Nicole says, you have no business contemplating who or what goes on in the back unless you are physically a part of the show. We as fans have made that mistake several times. And you know what? Raw wasn't bad. Like I said, the whole Sami Zayn segment, you know, with Bobby Lashley's supposed sisters was hilarious. It gives Lashley's character some semblance of intrigue. Now, in ring, he's great. On the mic, no. You can tell people hand him a piece of paper. Because on the mic, he's only barely been back in the company for a brief month and a half? Not even that. But I'm glad because his name kind of gives the company flavor. Once again, and here's the thing, folks. We as fans, when we see Monday Night Raw, maybe it has to go back to the cornball, cheeseball humor that it was in 93 to 96. Because as edgy as things can be in this world today, people get offended. And it's like Shane Hurricane's Helm said at Danny Cage's Monster Factory Super Camp in April. If you make the fans mad, they will turn on you and they will turn the channel. Simple as that. Got to keep things simple, stupid. You keep hearing that. So how are we as fans supposed to react to the fact that you're giving people message, fill in the blank, with Finn Balor and Braun Strowman is what I'm getting. How are we supposed to feel? Not about us, man. It's the message that the, you know, okay, Braun Strowman is the overall dominant in this match. Could he possibly be the guy to climb up to the briefcase, you know, get the briefcase, hold it forever, however long, and then cash it in at the most opportune time, which would be WrestleMania. That's all up to you guys. I mean, it's all up to us, I guess, not just you guys. You guys is referencing to the fans, but speaking of which, quick little shout out to the UK, Canada, and of course the United States and Latvia and all the other countries that listen to my shit. Thank you guys. I've had the most fun watching, because here's the deal. If Money in the Bank is proving to be a really, you know, big shit show, then so be it. It's all about perception and whatnot. I don't care at this point, because why throw all my marbles in the basket, or why count my eggs before they're hatched? Let me rephrase that metaphor. Why count, you know, count my eggs in the basket before they're even hatched? It's because as fans, you want to believe in what you watch. You want to have that sort of intimate feeling of this is cool and this wrestler really gauges the audience. It, you know, doesn't shock me that in WWE you have a definite crowd gauger, Braun Strowman. Thing is, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, they all have that. They have that innate ability to relate to the audience. Now, how you relate to Monday Night Raw as a fan, it has its definite peaks and valleys. I'll give it that, you know. It went from the 25th edition of Monday Night Raw to being highly frustrating to watch, you know, because it's in two different buildings. It's hard to keep up. It's hard to, you know, say that the last portion of the show wasn't interesting or not, folks. Which, you know, I'm going to lead into, well, enter into my mind, if you dare. Off the Rails Tuesday edition, bitches. Here we go. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. Is it possible to still relate to WWE as a whole? Not just NXT, but main roster. Is it humanly possible for fans to pull the trigger in their own minds and say, yes, this is the show that I want to watch, see, relate to, have, you know, no second thoughts about watching? I'm going to tell you right now, things that go through fans' minds, I don't know, because I've met other fans, and it's cool. It's cool to have a conversation with a fan, not just remotely about what they feel is amazing. But here's what I got to say to you. As a fan of a long time, you know, watching professional wrestling, since I can remember, one of the main things I can remember, the very first company that I started watching live was WCW. I saw Nitro, then I saw Monday Night Raw, because, you know, one of my friends in the class was going to see wrestling. Raw, over the years, has had its peaks and valleys. From the Monday Night Wars, when, you know, it didn't begin in 93, it actually began, you know, 95 was when WCW, let's see here. Backup facts, the very first episode of WCW Nitro, I believe, was in 1995. I just want to confirm that. So here is the deal. WCW Nitro, first episode. All right. All right. Thank you, sir. It was in Minnesota on September 4th, 1995, and I believe it was in a mall setting, and from what I understand, thank you, sir, for the question. Okay, why do I like WCW? I didn't say I like them. My first taste of wrestling live, aside from ECW when I was a child. You know, here's the thing. Oh, dude, I love you. Oh, my goodness. Marlon from Cincinnati, Ohio said, WCW basically put on a clinic on how to have endurance, and not only endurance, but relate to the fans with relatable characters. P.S., thank you, B-Train, for sharing your experiences with all of us. Not a problem. Well, again, as I continue my story, not to bore you all the fucking tears, long story short, I went to WCW, and the very night that I went to Monday Night Raw was a tribute to Brian Pillman. Brian Pillman was one of my many influences in wrestling. And what does this have anything to do with Monday Night Raw? Well, Pillman was an explosive personality before any of your, you know, not so-called, but personalities got to Monday Night Raw, like CM Punk, like Dean Ambrose. Is Raw relatable now? A reason why I'm laughing is because these questions that I'm getting through Wrestle_Radio, if you have any questions, is that this comes from Mason, Denver, from Denver, Colorado. Do I believe that Monday Night Raw has dipped down because they're burying talent? I don't believe the term burying is appropriate, sir, because here's the deal. If you're burying a talent, that means they don't have TV time, they don't have the credibility by a name, and they're being shamed for no apparent reason, and they're being made fun of, and they're being made an example of. That's what I believe my interpretation of burying someone is, and you're not showcasing their talent. You're forcing them to do things they don't want to do. Let me get on with the being in subject line. Do I think WWE has a problem relating to fans? No. Because NXT, man. NXT, parts of Monday Night Raw, parts of SmackDown Live, the live shows, they had more live appearances, more live shows back in 2017, and I noted that. You know, I noted that in the prior show. So, to be honest with you, man, that's where I stand on that issue, and that's where I will continue to stand. I say that if you're burying talent, you ought to have a reason as to why Why are they burying talent? Why are they making, you know, things known? Why are they making things obvious? You know, why, if you're going to say that they're burying Sami Zayn, no, because they're giving him some formal role. If they didn't give Sami Zayn a role, that's, you know, okay. I understand you're saying that because he has not won a championship yet. He won NXT title. Sure, he hasn't won the IC belt yet or a tag team title, but it's a matter of if you're patient. Things will happen. They will happen for a reason. Wrestling is all about learning curves and this, that, the other. I know that for a fact. So why is Raw relatable? Is it neutral? Is it indifferent? It's all depending upon the fan. If the fan is able, the fans are able, or we are able to relate to your show and feel an intimate feeling that you actually give a fuck on some form of level here and there, yes, Monday Night Raw has its good shows, its bad shows, so does SmackDown Live. Is Monday Night Raw the epicenter for bad or indifferent? On occasion, yes, but that depends on the fan. It doesn't necessarily, oh, this booking I didn't agree with. Well, then you're missing the boat, man. As a fan, you're really not supposed to look at the inner workings of the back. You're not supposed to think of, oh, creative did this and creative did that. No. What message are you getting as a fan? Are you looking for a show that's going to wow you? Okay, there's plenty of room for that in Evolve and Revolver and PWX and all kinds of stuff. There's shows on the weekend that are not just Carnival Fair going shows. This is professional wrestling. This is not the show which, in case you haven't noticed, blah, 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 blah. If you put the, like Uncle Bob says, if you put the microphone in a certain someone's hands, like EC3, Kevin Owens, Adam Cole, one of the best in the business who talk on the microphone because they can. Not because, you know, it's not, Raw is not bad because certain people are not champions and that's why this show is terrible. No. God, no. It's because the quality, in my opinion, if the show's quality is so bad, why do people keep tuning in? That's the big question. People's merchandise keeps selling off the racks because the WWE is, you know, doing coupon deals like $17 shirts. I mean, I was a victim to it. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I like deals. I like buying shirts that stand out and people ask, where'd you get that shirt? That's funny. Oh, I used to watch that back in the day. I'm not bothered by that anymore. What I'm more concerned about is the product relatable to an audience? Is that my concern because I'm the booker? Is it because I'm a concerned fan? I'm just saying to you guys, is it bad, good, or indifferent? Yes, Monday Night Raw blows the big one a lot. Quality perspective, commentating, sometimes, yes, it makes it hard to watch Monday Night Raw when you're listening to Michael Cole not really grasp the moveset, or not moveset, but name, and then you can tell, you know, by the tone of his voice, can you really tell if he favors somebody or not? No. And it's not our job to psychologically evaluate Michael Cole because he doesn't like Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn. Obviously, those men still have a job, right? Or the fact that Samoa Joe should have and could have been champion by now is not a reason to quit watching Raw. There's other forms of professional wrestling, people's not all to do with the fact that Kevin Owens is not getting an opportunity or this, that, the other. My main concern was, okay, so Braun Strowman won last night. What is the message they're trying to convey, that big guys should beat up little guys? I mean, in a world where it makes sense, a guy Finn Balor size, how would he have defeated Braun Strowman? If you had an alternate ending to the match last night, how would I have ended it? That's up to them. I'm not the one that controls experience in the ring. Finn Balor has years of experience. Braun Strowman, obviously. But at the same token, you just gave Daniel Bryan the green light against Big Cass. The feud is still ongoing, although I don't know what the point of it is. There's little things that can be done, that should be done, but are we really the ones that are going to control that aspect? If you're a booker and you base it off merch sales, if a guy is literally well over, just like Braun Strowman, like Finn Balor, then what are you really saying to yourselves? That's what I'm trying to say, guys, is it's great to have a critical mindset of what you watch, but it's also great just to sit back and watch and enjoy and get mad, get angry, you know, get involved, laugh, have a good time. It feels weird being this optimistic, you know, but if you critique enough, people just end up leaving because of all the fucking negativity involved. So is Monday Night Raw good, bad, indifferent, neutral? What is it? I said I'll give my thoughts on it. I actually thought, hey, you know, decent show, had a good flow to it. Yes, it was 3 hours, and yes, I watched the condensed 2 version and matches back on YouTube so I could have a reference point. But you get the point, the points that I'm trying to make, and that is you can't sit there and just pick apart a show as if you were the book. That's the problem with today's audience, some of you, is that when you watch a show, if I would have booked it, it would have been a great match. If you would have booked it, great. Do you have any fucking wrestling experience in the back, promoting, handing out flyers? Not that WWE hands out flyers unless they're at a special event, but it doesn't give me or you, you know, Jane Doe, John Doe, doesn't matter. It doesn't give, like Ronnie Nicole says, if you are not a part of the backstage area, if you are not a part of the booking team, creative, writing staff, then shut your fucking mouth. It's okay to give, you know, I like this match, I like that match. Then again, what is she saying? What does Ronnie mean by that? Enjoy the show. Sit back and don't try to overanalyze shit. I think it's important as a fan to be able to have some semblance of decorum when you watch a wrestling show, because you never know, the company that you just doused on could be wanting to hire you, which is least likely, but give your opinion, but do it accordingly. Like, I really, at this point, guys, as a fan, a longtime wrestling fan, I've seen how wrestling constantly evolves. It's not evolving, it's constantly evolving. I'm going to end this real quick because I got to come back at the same time and give you a longer length of show, but due to time constraints, I'm going to end with a little bit of this. If you enjoy a wrestling show and you know exactly why you enjoy it, you can go with that conviction. Own it. And don't, you know, for the love of me, feel like you have to be confined to a box. If you're going to have an opinion, back it up with facts. Do what I do. Get on Google. Get on Wiki. Which some say, well, it's not a credible source. I can't. As long as you have some semblance of facts when you're reporting wrestling or anything. I'm a broadcast journalist. Please don't harm the messenger. And with that note, I am Brian Rails, a.k.a. B-Train. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, this is one short show, but if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. Toodles, bitches. I got to work. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to have a very special show on the 25th, my birthday. So be an early show. Tune in. Show some love and support for the 9th anniversary of Wrestle Radio. I love yous. can't get enough of you is Canada, Latvia, the UK. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for having me and listening to my shit.
And tolerating it for that much.
Toodles, bitches. Looking